This was the year Ohio saw a dramatic tone shift when it comes to gun policies, with Governor John Kasich positioning himself against the legislature. For 7 years, the Republican-controlled General Assembly and Governor John Kasich worked in tandem to enact many pro-gun bills. Kasich ran for re-election in 2014 with the NRA's endorsement. He signed several pieces of legislation to extend rights for concealed carry permit holders and measures like the Stand Your Ground bill, which make it easier to use lethal force in self-defense, seemed to have momentum. But in February, all that changed.
A gunman opened fire at a high school in South Florida this afternoon.
The shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in the city of Parkland, Florida.
17 people were killed.
A suspect is in custody.
He's 19 years old.
Well, it was an AR-15.
Just days after the mass high school shooting in Parkland, Florida, Kasich seemed to change course when it came to guns. The pro-Second Amendment page on his website was wiped out just hours after appearing on national news shows. And the Stand Your Ground bill, which had a hearing just one day before the Parkland shooting, went dark for 2 months. Democratic Representative David Leland saw this as a time to shift focus on other things, like education, jobs, and health care.
All the issues that we need to be dealing with as a legislature, I don't think we need 8 different pieces of legislation dealing with expanding gun rights in the state of Ohio.
Then, less than a month after the Parkland shooting, Kasich released a list of what he called common sense gun regulations. That list included closing gaps on the national instant criminal background check system, cracking down on straw man purchases, banning armor-piercing ammo, outlawing bump stocks, and, perhaps the most controversial piece, the red flag law, which allows the court to take a gun away from someone who poses a threat to themselves or others.
This is something that they have to work on.
The national rhetoric for more gun control was still building. Even then House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger seemed open to talking about possible regulations, but added that it's difficult to legislate personal behavior.
And somebody wanting to do something bad is always going to find an avenue to be able to do that. So what we need to do is make sure, of course, we're doing everything possible to make it tough for those that want to do something bad into the future.
But after another month, that eagerness to find common ground waned. The Stand Your Ground bill was back in committee, while Kasich's proposals failed to move in the House. There are more than 100 references to firearms in the list of bill titles introduced by the General Assembly this session. There was a bill that allowed someone to carry a concealed weapon into a gun-free zone, as long as, if they were caught, they left without incident. A bill to allow someone to carry a concealed weapon without getting a permit and training. A bill to require criminal background checks before selling a gun. This closes the so-called gun show loophole. And there was a bill to ban so-called assault weapons. None of those bills passed. A few others did, though. There was a measure to allow tactical medical professionals, such as EMTs that work with SWAT teams, to carry firearms while on duty. Kasich signed that bill. Another bill allowed veterans to get their concealed carry permit without going through civilian training. Kasich allowed that bill to go into law without his signature. But in 2018, the focus consistently centered on the Stand Your Ground bill. In December, the Senate finally passed the measure, but took the Stand Your Ground language out. That means the duty to retreat remained in law. Chris Doerr, with Ohio Gun Owners, said the new language did not go far enough to appease his members.
In states where the burden of proof is already on the prosecution to disprove a self-defense claim, gun owners already sit in jail. So this idea that we've switched that over and that's a huge get for gun owners, it's not.
But Kasich vetoed the bill, citing his objections to other changes in self-defense laws and the General Assembly's unwillingness to move his red flag law.
So why would I sign a bill that gives more power to the gun advocates?
Next year, the State House could see yet another change in the tide when Governor-elect Mike DeWine takes office. He supports Stand Your Ground. He also sees merit in the red flag laws, as long as there's due process. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.